If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this'll be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Is it?
It's on.
Oh.
You're listening to High Society Radio.
Again.
It's a weekly podcast that gets aired on morelikeradio.com on the More Like Radio Podcasting Network at 7 p.m. on Fridays. Now, we don't do that live. This is pre-tape. This is live to tape. It is High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
And I'm Chris from Brooklyn.
And if you listen to the show before, there's usually a third person here by the name of Bronx Johnny. You know Johnny because if he says something, it's most likely a half-truth at best.
That's true.
He's not here tonight.
That's a whole truth, what you just said.
He's not here tonight. He can kiss our collective asses.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just really just a disdain for the listeners. I think that's actually the
problem. Yeah, he told me, I hate the listeners. They smell weird. Yeah, that's what Johnny told me.
If you've got a problem with that, you can just hit him up, facebook.com/BronxJohnny.
Yeah. Bronx Johnny says, all the listeners suck. That's coming from Johnny, not me or Chris. That's coming from Johnny, who's not here tonight. He said, fuck them. Who cares? I was like, Johnny, you know, we do a podcast for morelikeradio.com. We have a contract. We do it every single week, every Friday. He's like, you know what? He said, More Like Radio can kiss my ass. That's what Bronx Johnny said.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, Johnny, you got to chill out, bro. Like, bro, chill. I don't know. He's
wilding. I'm just saying.
Would you say he's wilding out?
I think he's wilding. Why would you disrespect all the listeners that way?
And more like radio.com. I don't know.
They've been nothing but nice to us. But yeah, if you got a problem with that, just facebook.com/Bronx.Johnny. And you get right there, and you can tell Johnny it's not nice for him to call you whatever. He was calling you guys all half fags.
That's a bit much.
Yeah.
That's rough. All right, well, we had to get that out of the way, so it's just me and Chris tonight. And Chris, I'm telling you right now, I'm very hungover.
Yeah, you've been telling me for the last hour.
I'm incredibly, incredibly hungover.
Why'd you get so drunk?
Chris, I'm
because you're on
super
vacation?
Hungover.
You're just on vacation and couldn't afford to go away, so you just decided to get so drunk that you didn't remember anything?
Yeah, I almost blacked out. I guess it was brownouts. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts. That means you've damaged your brain in some way.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, so I'm almost useless. Almost. I could still throw out plugs for my More Like Radio and our Facebook page.
Big ups.
But other than that, I don't know what the hell's going on. I could talk shit about Johnny. You know, I'm starting to think, getting plastered whack drunk isn't as fun as it used to be. I'm just, maybe I'm getting, you know, just old.
Yeah, I mean, I came to that conclusion a little while ago. I still like to get plastered drunk, but it's you're basically wasting 2 days because it takes an entire day to get plastered drunk,
yeah.
And then the entire next day you're fucked.
Yeah, I've been done all day long, and I'm going to be done tomorrow too. I just know it. I get 2 or 3 day hangovers now.
See, I've only ever gotten 1 2-day hangover ever in my entire life, and thank God, because that was the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, I get them on the regular.
You do like, hair of the dog, though, second day?
Sometimes.
You got to get that hair of the dog in, and you're less likely to have the second day hangover. I guarantee it.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just drink a pint of vodka on the train home.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
They still sell Blue Georgie?
I don't know what Blue Georgie is.
Well, you know Georgie vodka, right?
Yeah. And then they had the blue like more higher proof or
whatever? Look it up. Look it up. Look, why was there a vodka tinted blue from Georgie? I always remember seeing that thing like that's the lowest of the low. Like if you're drinking Blue Georgie, you're Dunsky.
It's 100 proof. That's the difference.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's blue. So people know you're drinking that better Georgie.
Or at least the more rot gutty Georgie.
Yeah.
My grandmother, that was her vodka of choice, Georgie. Boy, is that some rot gut vodka.
Oh, that is. There's cheaper vodkas that I think aren't as bad.
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely is. But yeah, I know Georgie vodka has always been on the back of the post. They've like had like a big billboard.
That sounds about right.
Oh God. Yeah, man. So I mean, so we're recording this on a Monday, and all weekend long, the number one story has been Donald Sterling of the Clippers. Owner of the NBA franchise, the Clippers, Los Angeles Clippers, has gotten himself into some deep, dark shit.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, who I believe is half black.
And half Hispanic.
And I said it wouldn't matter, but except what the story is, she recorded him talking about how he doesn't want her to be pictured with black people. She posted a picture of herself and Magic Johnson on her Instagram page. Donald Sterling, her boyfriend, Sterling's like 80-some years old. She's, what, in her 20s or maybe early 30s?
Yeah, I think maybe early 30s. I mean, she's hot, but there's no way you can't tell that she's black. She looks like a black chick.
This guy has had a giant, long history of weird racist stuff. He owned a bunch of buildings in around California. Tried to evict all the black and Hispanic people from it. It's been in testimony where he says black people stink.
Why would you? That doesn't make any sense.
He has a crazy track record of overt, horrible racism. Do you have some more of the quotes there that Deadspin collected, Chris?
Yeah. And it's because all of the Mexicans that just sit around and smoke and drink all day, that's one.
Jesus.
I don't like Mexican men because they smoke, drink, and just hang around the house.
Hey, that's what I do. So I'm like, I guess I'm like a Mexican. Donald Sterling wouldn't like me.
Probably not. Is she one of those? Oh, God, this is the same thing on the property supervisor. Is she one of those black people that stink? Just evict the bitch.
Yeah, so this audio came out through TMZ, and now everyone, and this happens during the NBA playoffs, and the Clippers are in the playoffs. So this is a perfect storm for Sterling. Obama's come out against him.
And the Clippers have been a shit team for...
Yeah.
They're like the Mets of basketball.
Yeah, they've been awful. They've had like 3 winning seasons or something in the history of the franchise.
Ugh. Wait, you really said bad. Obama's talking about this?
Obama's come out against it. To. Michael Jordan.
Who else?
LeBron James.
Oh.
Larry Johnson, formerly of the Knicks, says that there should just be an all-black NBA league now.
What do you mean an all-black NBA league?
An NBA league that's just black for black people.
Oh, only black owners? Everything?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Clippers, they even talked about not playing in this weekend's playoff game. Now, this is being recorded on Monday. Who knows what could happen? I mean, people are saying Donald Sterling needs to sell this team and get the hell out of the NBA and just get out of it completely. Well, he bought the team for like $15 million or something back in like the 70s, and now it's worth like over half a billion.
So, yeah, just sell it and take your money and walk. I mean, there's going to be protests. I mean, I don't think the players should not play because it's their first chance at a winning season, right?
No, they've had a couple winning seasons, but this is, they're making a run at the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think they should not play. It seems like a stupid move on their part.
No, they did play over the weekend.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, everyone must have known what a psychotic racist this guy is. Everyone around him, everyone in the Clippers organization.
It just seems odd that he would be dating a black girl.
And, well, it's insane.
Yeah, it's just, this is like that racism that you hear about that you don't think really exists that's like in movies that star like Ed Lover and Dr. Dre. it's just incest. Like, he's just
he said she could sleep with black guys, just don't be pictured with them.
Yeah, so that nobody.
And don't bring them to the games.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
I mean, the guy's what, 82 years old?
Yeah, he's pretty old, yeah. He's an older guy.
What an awesome toupee. It's a hard... The guy's going to be forced to sell the goddamn team. If the president of the United States is coming out, taking time out of his, you know, presidential shit to make comments on Donald Sterling, whose old crazy racist rants.
Well, I mean, I think what it is with, the president having to say something about it, since he's the first black president, every time something like this happens, people are just like, how come you're not saying anything?
And he likes basketball.
That's true.
I'm not being racist. He actually does like basketball.
I know that.
Good.
But I thought he was more of a college basketball guy, actually.
I don't know. I hate college sports. Screw him. Oh.
So what do you think this guy's move is, though?
He's got to sell a team and get the hell out of Dodge. I mean, it's impossible for this guy to weather this storm.
Do you think he might just say, fuck it? Like, what's his net worth?
Like, almost like a billion and a half, maybe 2 billion?
Yeah, he's got to own more than just the Clippers, right?
Yeah, he's a real estate guy. He owns a bunch of real estate. He got in trouble for trying to evict all the Hispanic and black people out of his buildings.
But, I mean, was he...
Because they stink, according to him.
Okay. He's worth $2 billion about. $1.9 billion, according to Forbes.
Baller.
So, yeah, just sell that. Make the other half a bill. Just live your time out.
He's the oldest... he's the longest tenured owner in the NBA right now. I think he's owned the Clippers since, like, the 70s. Or possibly even the 60s. I can't remember.
I mean, all right, how many... Okay, this girl's, like, mid-20s, right? Maybe early 30s. How many of these young chicks do you think he's gone through in the past few years? Because there's pictures of him next to other fairly young, hot chicks.
I'm sure he has just a treasure trove of skanks that he picks and chooses from.
Yeah. His wife is suing this the girl, V, what's her name, V Stiviani?
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife is, I don't know why his wife is suing her. I'd imagine for being a homewrecker. I don't know if there's a lawsuit for that.
No. He bought her a couple of... I believe Bentley's.
Oh, so she's saying that in the divorce, she gets like one of the, like, she deserves to get whatever the Bentley's are worth or some shit?
I'm not sure. It's wild, though, dude.
Yeah. It's just an odd, like, you own an NBA franchise.
Yeah.
Just seems like a bad buy for you.
Well, the guy's a businessman, you know, he doesn't give a shit.
But he seems to go to a lot of the games. There's a ton of pictures of him just chilling with hot bitches at games.
It's very odd. It's a ridiculous story, and it's just every single day it's getting crazier and crazier. I mean, it was the big headline on Drudge. It's crazy.
I mean, anytime something like this, it's like the Mel Gibson thing. And the Mel Gibson thing was at least like that guy was clearly drunk and in a rage. This guy is like trying to explain to this woman why it's not okay for her to say hello to black people in public.
Yeah.
It's some insane...
Don't throw it in his face. You can sleep with black people, just don't post it on your Instagram. Ridiculous.
Because it doesn't look right. Is that what he said? Something to that
effect?
Something
to that effect, yeah. It's horrible. It's just... I don't know how those guys can... Like, the guys in the Clippers can even play. I'm obviously, because they're in the playoffs and they care about the game... But after this season, why come back? why should Blake Griffin or Doc Rivers come back? I know their coach, Doc Rivers, is already saying, I'm not coming back to this franchise. That's not going to happen.
But they must have known before. So now
that's what I'm saying also. Like, yeah, everyone must have known how racist this dude. Or maybe not.
If you're that racist, there's absolutely no way to hide that level of racism. I'm sorry. There just isn't. Like, there's no way that that's not coming out. He has to deal with a lot of black people. He owns an NBA franchise. Like, there's no way that could not, that like, that doesn't accidentally come out in fucking conversation. These guys all knew, they just accepted the checks, and now that they look like assholes for doing it, they're going to jump ship.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there is plenty of proof and testimony that of Sterling and how racist he was.
Well, that the thing with the evictions, that was 2009, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, these guys, I mean, they clearly knew.
Everyone knew, and now they're doing something about it, thanks to this young whore.
She's saying she didn't leak the tape.
Sure. Then who? Did Sterling friggin' leak it?
I bet she got some extra Instagram followers off of leaking
that
tape.
Oh, I bet. Check out her Instagram. See if it's even still up.
Yeah, it's still up. I was looking at it before.
How many followers does she have?
Oh, lots.
Mad of them?
Yeah.
Is Instagram is that the biggest social network?
149,000 followers.
Damn.
That seems low. How many does Jen Settler have?
I think she has 3 million.
Yeah, so that seems a little low, only 150,000.
I mean, Jen Settler has that ass to hers. This girl just, you know, dates a racist.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but she's still a hot chick, just, you know, posing. It's all the same. I guess she's not, you know, the ass, I guess, is going to get you. I feel like she should have 500,000. Jen Settler has 3 million.
Oh, no. I saw some dude with 1.5 million Instagram followers the other day. Some, like, really rich guy who just has guns and whores all constantly.
Oh, is it the poker player dude?
Yeah. You know this guy?
I know who it is.
I had no idea. All right, so
they call him the James Bond of Instagram. I know exactly who that is.
That guy.
It's kind of an old story at this point.
Yeah, I had no idea who this dude was. And then last week, there was on Ron and Fez, we played a video of him chucking some porn star off a roof into his pool. And I had no idea who this dude was. Really weird. I think his name's like Dan something. Poker player Dan. There you go. Dan Bilzerian?
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
Seems like a dick.
What do you mean?
I think he just got his, like, I think all of his money is from his dad. I thought he
made all of his money through being a poker player.
No, I think he's just like a mid-range poker player, and he got all of his money from his pops, who was like a fucking thief in the first place. Some hedge fund.
So that's fucked up. I thought he was just rich for playing poker.
No, he just has whores everywhere.
Yeah, it does seem like he's got the best life ever. No, he was in the military, this guy also. He's like an ex, like...
I think he dropped out of the military. He tried to be a SEAL, but it didn't work out. I could be totally wrong on all this, but I read about him last week. I was like 1.5 million followers. It's just looking at this just makes me depressed. Like,
he's got a one-man helicopter, dude.
It's like the gyro captain in Mad Max.
Exactly. That's what this is. It's the gyro captain's fucking... Look at this helicopter.
That's pretty awesome.
His watch is pretty sick. He's got lots of guns.
Yeah, he's got mad guns
everywhere. Jesus.
There's porn stars. He's constantly hanging out with porn stars. And I guess growing that beard out and shooting guns. And
you think he's just paying these porn stars? I don't understand. You think they're there for the fun?
I don't know.
Because it seems like a very large... Because these are all different girls. It seems like a very large porn star budget. Like, this right here, that's a $20,000 night right there.
There's a lot of... Well, it looks like he has $20,000 in his hands.
It's true. Good for that guy.
I
thought he just made the money, so I was kind of like, I thought he was the man.
No, this guy's a dick. And I can't take like this, you know, it's like, you know, that rich kid of Instagram garbage. It just hurts.
Yeah, when it's not earned, it definitely hurts a lot. But when I think somebody like made that money, like even if he was just kind of rich and he made that lifestyle, I'll give him props for that.
I know I know what our meal ticket is.
What is it?
I was emailing
Dunch?
You.
Is it Dunch?
It's not Dunch.
A lot of people are excited about Dunch.
Are they?
A lot of chatter about Dunch on the subreddit, on Twitter.
Good. I'm glad because I think it can work.
A lot of Dunch chatter. I don't know. I don't think so. I think we need a better name than Dunch.
The Dunch is great. It's terrible. It's neither here nor there. No idea. I emailed you.
Yeah. You did over email me about some 3D printing stock.
All right, so there's a 3D printing. I saw this. It was posted on Gawker over last weekend. A Chinese company. What's the name of it? Winsun or something?
Yeah, Winsun.
They could 3D print out houses 10 a day through recycled material. They have instead of using plastic, they have some weird concrete mixture that they use to actually build the walls of the home. So they're cranking out so far 10 of these. They had a demonstration, I guess, last week or something, and they cranked out 10 houses. So I guess single family houses in a
day. Relatively small houses. I mean, there's some pictures on here. BBC.com. You can find some pictures.
Okay. Gawker. So then they can print out five really big houses, you know, or five bigger houses a day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's the difference?
It's true.
Because I was like, holy shit. I've been wanting to invest what little money I do have into some 3D printing.
But you can't, this isn't a publicly traded company, right?
And that's what I found out. I passed the company along to some people we know in the financial sector.
You just say who it is.
They all said, this is a fantastic idea. We have no idea how to invest in it. This is our meal ticket, bro.
So just stay on there, you know, investor relations email list, and just let me know. Just don't, whatever you do, do not fucking tell that GoPack Joe. I'm sick of him getting rich on our fucking ideas. Do not tell him shit.
What's the last thing he invested in?
3D printing systems.
God damn it. Didn't they take a big fuck drop, though? It's down like $50. It was that from a high of 100?
Well, I mean, the entire stock market took a dip last week, so it's not... I mean, yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, it's down a bit. I don't think it ever went to. I guess it did hit 100, but a few.
Did
months
you
ago.
Ever invest in it?
No, I did.
When
not
did we
buy
say to
stuff.
Invest in it?
Well, like a few years ago.
Oh my god! All
right. But
it's no problem. What was the other email I sent you? What was it? Cincinnati.
Oh yeah, I didn't even.
You didn't even read it.
I didn't read it. I was, you know, you were sending me a lot of drunk things last night.
Hence the hangover.
Yeah. So I didn't know. You were just sending me text that said that Jim Morrison is crazy. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember doing that. See, sometimes I drink to excess. And when that happens, I look like an asshole.
So what's Cincinnati Incorporated? Oh, this is the 3D systems thing.
This is something different. Cincinnati Incorporated. Now, this podcast is turning into a financial investing podcast by two guys who don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I mean, I think that's how Jim Cramer started.
Really?
I would guess.
See, I think he went to school.
Hmm. Yeah, but he was an anthropology major.
Congratulations. Congratulations to you for knowing that. Congratulations to Jim for getting an anthropology degree.
I made that up.
Cincinnati Incorporated is another 3D printing company that got a government contract, and they're going to have a demonstration, I believe, in September at a 3D printing expo of some new, like, ridiculously fast 3D printing exercise. That's the next level of 3D printing. And I saw that, so that's something else we should be investing in, Chris, so we can get crazy ass Instagram accounts followed by.
Are they owned by Lockheed Martin?
No. It's Lockheed Martin and they're another company.
Okay.
Cincinnati Incorporated.
I don't see a ticker symbol on here.
If you just search Cincinnati Incorporated, it's like the stock's like $3.33 or something to that effect.
Seems like a good buy.
All right, let's invest. So September, this thing's gonna fucking pay off. We'll all be balling out. You hear that, GoPack Joe? I just gave you a little nugget. You appreciate that? We're making it money for everyone but ourselves around here.
That's how we do.
Yeah, it's stupid. We should make money for ourselves. I'm broke. Jesus Christ, Chris. Ugh. You smoke a pack of cigarettes at night and drink a bottle of wine, half a bottle of whiskey. It's bad for you, is what I found out. Makes you not feel good.
I think another good investment might be these edible water bottles.
Oh, my God.
Are you telling me about?
This is ridiculous. No, we're not investing in edible water bottles.
Well, I think that'll work. A lot of people are concerned.
How are you going to send them out? How are you going to ship them? They're like, there's this weird membrane that you actually can eat it. You can just pop the thing in your mouth, bam, you got your dosage of water or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I don't trust them.
You just tear the top off with your teeth, just chug that down.
It's like you're drinking a titty implant.
It's probably made of the same shit that those clear rolling papers are made out of.
I don't know. I think it's it's totally biodegradable. From what I couldn't remember. All those clear rolling papers blow.
If you could 3D print these, I mean, you'd be golden.
Everything is coming together.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we just got to introduce the company that's making these to another company. Because, you know, people are concerned with all the plastic bottles in the ocean.
True.
And also people are concerned with the fact that they're just drinking a ton of plastic because they refuse to drink tap water.
Those garbage islands in the middle of the ocean or whatever is scary, bro.
You think you could just cop one and live on it?
I don't know. Did you see Life of Pi?
No.
He, like, ends up, like, on some sort of weird...
garbage island?
But it's not like a garbage island. It's like a... island with a bunch of meerkats or something. I don't even know.
That's not the same thing at all.
I guess there wasn't any garbage involved at all, but it was just some random island in the middle of the ocean they ran into.
Glad.
The movie wasn't very good. Don't go watch it.
I wasn't planning on it.
Trust me, bro.
When something is in like the Oscar race and then I don't see it by the time the Oscars happen, I lose complete interest in it.
Did you see Gravity?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
It didn't look very good to me.
Yeah, I didn't bother.
The only movies I saw this year were like, I saw Nebraska, and what's the other one? I saw another movie.
Her?
Nope. I don't even remember.
You're kind of a shut-in, aren't you?
I just don't go to the movies a lot. I did see that movie where Scarlett Johansson is naked a lot. The one where she plays an alien who fucking kills people.
Wait, what, you saw that movie?
Yeah, I saw that. It was all right.
Wasn't that recently? Didn't that just come out?
Yeah, I saw it like a week ago. It was decent.
Why did you go see that?
My girl wanted to see it. Beneath the
Skin.
What's the
plot of this film?
Scarlett Johansson, there's really not much of a plot. Okay. She's just an alien who seduces men to their deaths.
It sounds like Species.
It's like Species, but with like creepy music and like it's just creepier. Species is more of a straight action movie, and this movie's more about just being fucking really creepy with ominous music.
She gets naked a lot in it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
A lot.
It's surprising.
What are you going to do?
Now, was it an action movie, or was it trying to be something more?
It was trying to be something more. Oh, I feel like you wouldn't enjoy it because you'll watch it on a tiny screen, a cam copy, with shitty sound. So don't even bother.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's the kind of thing you got to go see in a theater. You know, surround sound going.
Whatever.
I know you don't believe in, like, going to a theater enhancing a movie experience.
Oh, no, it's lost on me.
Yeah, I definitely think there's certain movies that I like because I saw them in a theater that if I saw them in my house, I'd be like, this fucking sucks. This movie being one of them.
Oh, man, you should have called me. I would have went with you, dude. Like Third Wheel, dog, what up? Let's go see this shit.
Everybody loves that shit.
Guys want some popcorn? I'm gonna go get some popcorn. I'll be right back. Tell me what happens. There's 12 minutes left in the
movie.
Shut
up!
There's 12 minutes left in the movie. You guys believe Scarlett Johansson got this naked for this movie? What was she thinking?
Would you shut? You're ruining the movie.
I'm whispering, you're yelling. All right, I'm gonna go get. You want anything to eat?
No.
Sweet tarts. I have terrible gas right now. I'm going to go. I'll be right back.
I hope to guide you.
Tell me how it ends.
I hope your girl never leaves you. I really hope.
Tell me how it ends.
Cause
all right.
I just see my future just unraveling in front of me.
Sure, you guys don't want it. I'm going to go to the bathroom too because, you know.
Maybe you should roll back the drinking just in case.
I want to beat the rush to the bathroom. All right. Bye. I'll just see you.
Just go already.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette too. You think this movie has stuff after the credits, like in Avengers?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, she's in Avengers. Remember that?
Jesus Christ.
Was there shit by after the credits?
I didn't stay through the credits.
Pussy.
I never stayed through the credits. Even for the Avengers. I just watched that shit on YouTube later that night. It's fine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, what was the one after? It was Thanos, right? At the end of the Avengers?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Who cares?
It was 4 years ago.
Was it Avengers wasn't 4 years ago, was it?
2 or 3 years ago. When did it come out?
Time is moving too fast for me. Alcohol, I'm doing my best to try to slow it down with alcohol, but it's not working.
Oh, yeah, it was only 2 years ago. That's my fault.
All right, yeah, I was about to be freaked out. Like, what the hell's going on here? This doesn't make any sense, dog. Oh, God. You're listening to High Society Radio. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Chris is the one running all those things, not me. I'm not good with technology. Plus, the government says I can't use computers. Because that movie Hackers, that was based on my life.
Wait,
dude.
You're zero cool?
I'm zero cool. And they're like, listen, until you're 35, you can't go near a computer.
Oh,
or.
So, you only got a couple years left.
Exactly, yeah.
So you can't even listen to this podcast.
No, I can't. You upload it. I can't listen to the podcast. That's not. I can't use the internet. I have an old Nokia. I don't even have a smartphone, dude. I have a StarTAC from fucking 2000.
That's kind of cool, though.
It's throwback. People are like, oh, shit, is that? What is that? I was like, yo, dog. And I play it off.
You should probably upgrade to a Razer. I'm sure you have an upgrade by now.
No, they said the StarTAC, that's the closest thing I can get to an actual cell phone. No, you know, nothing else.
No, nothing. Is it the original StarTAC that just had the digital numbers, not even the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. How you text?
I don't text.
Wow. That's weird. Because I just mentioned how you texted me last night. Like,
yeah, that wasn't
20
me.
20 minutes ago.
That
wow.
That wasn't me. I was lying. So, yeah, I can't use the internet. And I went to Stuyvesant High School.
You're missing out.
Am I?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the internet.
I hear about certain websites.
AOL got everything. Johnny told me that once.
I hear about this Google a lot. It seems fun. I'm more of a Wolfram Alpha guy. If I were to use a search engine of some sort.
Would you read about that in the newspaper? Time magazine had an article about Wolfram Alpha.
Well, I get wired. But, you know, it's like reading fucking Greek to me. I don't know.
Well, you'd think you just keep up with it, you know, being zero cool and all.
Yeah, I try, you know, just hacking away just really screwed me over. I want to know what this Pinterest is.
Yeah, you don't want to know about Pinterest. There's nothing there for
all right.
You. There's nothing there for you.
All right. Just making sure, bro. How much money do you think we're going to make off this 3D printing thing once we figure it out?
Got to be 70, 80 bucks.
I was really hoping you were going to say 70 or 80 million.
Maybe that. That would be great. Well, you know what we should 3D print? We should just get some 3D printers.
What?
They're making those houses, but they're testing stackable houses in New York now.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly it's for emergencies, but if you take a look at some of these inner pictures, it kind of looks like a shitty studio apartment in Manhattan.
The inside of that shipping crate looks better than my apartment.
Yeah, well, it's new.
Yeah. It's not pre-war.
Yeah, this is pretty big. This seems like an easy way to make a building in New York.
Yeah, I'll live there. Let's go. Let's move in, me and you.
Just start 3D printing these, putting them places.
Yeah, thank you. I'm gonna contact this Chinese company that's obviously some sort of weird front, and I'm sure the story was a lie, since no one could figure out how to invest in it.
No, if they haven't gone. I mean, they may be working on going public. I mean, take some time. It's expensive.
I don't know. Thinking back on this thing, they could 3D print out 10 houses a day with all recycled material. And they're you know, they're sturdy. They're decent houses.
Okay.
Seems too good to be true.
It does seem too good to be true, but you got to look at the prospectus of the company on their website.
And I went to their website.
It's in Chinese.
It's in Chinese, exactly. I mean, Google translates it, but it's not a very good translation.
You should have used Bing, man.
I know.
Johnny's not here to let you know.
What do you think Johnny's doing right now?
I would imagine he's, like, murdering a small child.
That's our Johnny, killing children.
That's what he generally does on his day off.
Weird. Weird that he would kill a kid.
Yeah.
It's fucking odd.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it.
You gonna watch the Derby this weekend?
Yeah, I'm there, dog. I think I'm going to Belmont to watch it, too.
Is there, there's no Triple Crown, right?
No, well, this is the first leg of the Triple Crown.
Okay, all right.
So whoever wins this has to win the Preakness, then has to win the Belmont Stakes.
But is there any chatter? There's usually about around this time.
You know, honestly, I haven't been reading anything about it. It's
well, that's
weird.
What I'm saying. If there was a horse that had a shot win the Triple Crown, you'd already be hearing about it.
Yeah. And I'd already be wasting money on it as well. Well, I think I'm going to hit big this weekend. I think I'm really going to just bank it up.
Didn't you one year, like, text me a superfecta that you didn't play that, like, came in for quite a bit of money?
Yeah.
Was that the Kentucky Derby? Or the Preakness?
I think it was the Preakness.
Yeah, you texted me earlier, and then it came in, the exact superfecta, and you didn't bet it.
I forgot about that, and now that you remind me, I'm really depressed. That might just be the hangover talking, but I am just down in the fucking dumps right now.
You would have blown through that money anyway. So true. I mean, it's probably a good thing you didn't get it. Now you're a savvy investor.
Yeah.
You're sending me links. It's crazy.
I know. It's like, look at this. Well, I got a hot tip, bro. Let's drop that cash. Let's fucking drop it
hell
down.
Yeah, Quaaludes, right? That's what you got to do once you start trading a lot of stocks. I saw that.
Did you see that?
No, I just read about it.
Yeah. It's not that good.
What, Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
I didn't really have any interest in it. A lot of guys who I think are douchebags keep telling me to watch it, which makes me not want to watch it.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll ever see that movie.
Jonah Hill is very funny in it. He's the best part of the. He's actually the best part of the damn film.
One of these days he's going to get that Oscar that they keep denying him.
Yeah, he's gonna catch that.
I don't know. It's going to be a while. I'm sure they're fucking with him.
Well, what? Didn't he get nominated for Moneyball?
Yeah, definitely.
And he got nominated for this, too, for Best Supporting.
Oh, really? Yeah, he'll probably catch it. He's doing his thing. I've never seen any of the movies he's been in that aren't a comedy. I know.
But, and he got the nomination for Superbad, too.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
I'm lying to you.
That would have been cool, though.
I'm a liar, Chris. I'm a bad person and a liar. Yeah. Ugh. So, I mean, hopefully Johnny will be back next week. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Well, I mean, he's usually the one that brings these porn stories. I had to look this up myself. Usually he's always talking to you about porn.
What porn story?
Apparently Chase is just randomly closing porn stars' accounts.
Oh, yeah. I think I read something about this.
Yeah. It's fucked up because they're just like, well, what we're doing is legal, and they're just shutting down their accounts and not giving them their money. And they're just like, whatever, you're porn stars, probably won't get sided with.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty. Yeah. I think Tegan Presley is the first person that said, like, oh my God, they closed my Chase account. Where am I putting all my dick sucking money?
If she just puts up a Kickstarter, she'll get all her money back, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, they're not taking their money, they're just giving it back to them, saying we don't want to.
Oh, we don't want your business?
Yeah, I don't think they could take the money, can
no,
they?
No, they're closing accounts. They're like,
They're seizing the cash?
Yeah, they're freezing the accounts, I think.
Well, that's frigged up.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, they won't let you write checks. They won't let you deposit anything.
Well, what led you withdraw?
Oh, basically, they have a certain amount of time, and if they don't close their account by that time, then it'll freeze. So they have to go to the bank and get all their money out. And put it in another bank physically. They can't transfer it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're not letting them do any transactions, but they can come get their money. It's pretty fucked up.
Porn.
What kind
and
of
weed.
Prude runs Chase?
Porn and weed. They can't dump their cash off in the fucking banks. It's messed up.
I'm gonna say this right now. I'm gonna guess Jamie Dimon, impotent.
What? Who?
He's clearly not jerking off. Isn't that one of the higher ups at Chase?
I have no idea.
I thought you were a wheeler and dealer now.
No, I'm not. I'm just a weirdo.
I'm just an odd duck.
Oh, God damn it. The hangovers are just getting worse and worse. Did I talk about this already?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I feel like
my brain is...
You gotta get some Underberg. You know about Underberg?
No, what's Underberg?
It's some fucking Norwegian like hangover cure. It just tastes like Jaeger. You're supposed to drink it the night, like as your last shot of the night.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Oh man. So that place Noma, that like the best restaurant in the world in Copenhagen, I think it got knocked out as the best restaurant in the world, and then got like replaced by that place in Chicago. Starts with an A. Can't remember the actual name of it. But this Noma place got put back on top. I saw like Bourdain went there for one of an episode of like Parts Unknown, a CNN show. And while the way the guy presents food and cooks it, I mean, it's all very, looks very, it's very impressive and very unique. I don't think I would like it.
Even
though it looks like it's you just eating weeds. It look up like normal food. Like
it's just, I'm doing it right now.
The dude just forages for fucking, I don't know, plant. It seems like it's all plants.
Oh,
weirds
yeah.
me out. It's like you're eating flowers the entire time.
Yeah, it does look. Yeah, it does look quite floral. I don't know. It's just that those edible flowers don't taste like much. I'm sure it's good. If it's the best restaurant in the world, I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Bourdain gets to eat the best restaurant in the world a lot. He went there. He went to El Bulli.
Wow, this is. I mean, this is pretty good. It's just crudité. It's just carrots, beets, cucumber. This looks delicious.
I don't know.
I would eat the shit out of that.
I don't know.
You're wiling.
That's you hear it. No, you hear it, Noma. I'm coming out against you and your bullshit plant factory.
You're saying you'd rather a nice.
Or I guess like, that would be a garden.
You'd rather a nice, yeah, greenhouse. It could be a greenhouse. So you're just calling them out. You would not eat at this place. You're saying it's shit.
No, if they said I'm gonna fly you out there, and you can have a meal on us, I'd say suck my dick.
You want to just take the free trip to Copenhagen?
Copenhagen.
I refuse.
They have some weird like hippie commune there, where it's just like I think it's called like Christopher Town. I'm sure I got that wrong. And it's just
yeah, that's your name.
Yeah, and then they and your name.
That's true.
And just like you just smoke weed, just like a bunch of hippies just chilling. There's like no cops, and there's like self government. It's very odd.
I don't know. Here's something from Noma though. It's a fried pastry with some fish in it. Seems odd.
See, that looks pretty good. It's the best thing I've seen so far. But you know what? I'd still say screw you.
You don't like vegetables.
Don't like the greens, bro. There's some smoke in it, right? Right, burning that herb.
They probably need to have a hippie commune just to produce all this shit. No.
Yeah, on the episode of the Bourdain Show, he was just like going through the countryside, pulling random fucking weeds and foliage.
See, like this right here, that looks like a piece of meat, right?
Yeah, it looks like a piece of meat.
That is a carrot.
All right, that's
a purple carrot.
I don't like that.
It looks like a piece of steak.
I don't want that. I want the steak.
They're like tricking you. It's like a baby when you make the airplane noise and they eat their food. That's what it is. They're tricking you in eating this vegetable by telling you it's a steak.
See, that's a bunch of bullshit.
You should just go to that fancy new Taco Bell they're opening.
What's it? Isn't it fancy new Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco Bell's opening up what looks like, it's basically like an updated Fridays. It's called U.S. Taco Company and Urban Tap Room. And if you take a look at this picture right here, it's a Philly cheesesteak taco, which seems exactly like something Taco Bell would sell. But then they have a drink in a mason jar and some wedges. So they're just going full on hipster.
Oh, my God.
Taco Bell has gone hipster.
You know what? All right. Dude, all right. So, yeah, there's mason jar is a very hipster thing. Edison bulbs are huge right now.
I don't even know what that is.
Look up Edison bulb.
I'm sure I will know it as soon as I.
As soon as you see it, you'll know what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, I feel like mason jars have like pretty much gone away. Okay, I know what this is. Is this huge? I know I've seen this imagery.
Go to like any restaurant, any new restaurants opening, they're going to have Edison bulbs.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But I think, you know what I think it is just that interior designers are just, they just copy off each other.
It's very steampunkish.
But I mean, yeah, but this is something that like an owner of a restaurant doesn't buy. Like whoever, I guess if they're coming up with the full concept.
Yeah.
But you see something at a place and you like it, you just get it. I think the mason jars are far more played out.
I'm telling you, that's the next thing that's going to play it out. Edison bulbs.
I think lines should be the next thing that's played out. Anything that's a fucking line. Like, I'm sure wherever they open one of these U.S. taco companies, as long as it's not in a city.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was in Tucson the week they opened an In-N-Out Burger. Or it was 3 weeks after they opened it. There was still a four-hour line outside of the In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger's good, but Jesus Christ, not 4 hours good.
I mean, it was Tucson. So maybe that's what it is, but there's not much to do. But that would happen. There'd be a 10-hour line if they open an In-N-Out Burger in New York. Guaranteed. There's a line. There's still lines for Cronuts. There's lines. How many bagel stores?
I don't understand this. There's still lines for Cronuts.
How many good bagel stores would you say is in New York?
It can't be that many. I mean, there's a decent one in my neighborhood.
No,
but
like there's like H&H Bagels is great, and then but there's a bunch of good. You can get a good bagel.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of places. Like, not maybe not the best bagel in the world.
Pizza's go. Bagels going the way of pizza, where there's, at least in Manhattan, where there's less and less fucking good bagel spots.
Yeah, but think about every neighborhood in Manhattan. You can get a good slice of pizza. You just have to know which place in that neighborhood has a good slice of pizza.
Yeah, but see, it used to be where you could just go to a pizza. I've had the worst pizza I've ever had in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just like over horribly the overpriced thing, and horribly worse, tasting.
The only thing worse than some of the pizza in Midtown Manhattan is like boardwalk pizza. You know what I'm talking about? It all looks exactly the same with that ridge in the crust. That's the only thing worse than fucking some of the pizza you'll get in some of the touristy places in Manhattan.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, but you can find, if you know where to go, you can find good pizza in just about every neighborhood in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Same with bagels, but there's a line outside some place in Brooklyn, I think, it's Soho. There's like an over an hour line because they have Montreal-style bagels.
Oh, give me a fucking break.
What makes it a Montreal-style bagel?
All right. It's a Montreal-style bagel is baked, not boiled.
But a regular bagel is boiled, then baked.
It's as far as I can remember, because I went to Montreal. I went to the famous bagel spot. And it, in my opinion, maybe it's because I'm born and bred in New York, and I love Montreal. I loved that Montreal when I was there. The food's awesome. It's a fun town. That bagel failed miserably. I mean, it was a fine, okay. It was a fine bagel. It was just a regular. Look up Montreal style bagel. See what the actual difference is. But it. Everyone was going crazy over it. I think it's just people from Montreal. You know, that's their bagel. They like that type of bagel. But New York blows it away. So what's this? So people are waiting an hour to get a subpar bagel in Soho.
Hours. It's just new. I guess it's just new. But I mean, it's just bread. There's no bread worth waiting online for.
I do hate waiting on lines.
I won't wait. If you wait in line for more than 15 minutes for food, you're a fucking dick in New York. In a major city. Like, you just go somewhere else. Like, even any city I've ever been in, there's somewhere else to eat.
Yeah.
Like, that's good.
Yeah. What's the difference? How do Montreal-style bagels get made? That wasn't correct English.
It has a larger hole. You like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Nice big hole.
Yeah. Sweeter and denser.
It is denser.
And it's made in a wood... it's in a wood-fired oven. So that's going to be a great pizza bagel. Because I know wood-fired oven pizzas, you know, that's all the rage, too.
All right, so... We've gotten down to it.
It contains malt and egg and no salt. And it is boiled.
Oh, it is boiled?
It's boiled in honey sweetened water.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's a good bagel.
It's fine, but it's not worth waiting an hour and a half for.
No bagels.
It was a fine bagel. There wasn't anything, you know, wrong with it. But, you know, I guess, you know, if you're from Montreal, you like Montreal bagels. I don't know. Also had that Montreal smoked meat. Supposed to be like better than Katz's pastrami. Wasn't. I'm just run down that damn town, aren't I?
Well, you know, there's like a...
Though it was a hell of a lot cheaper, and it was that was nice. It wasn't a bad sandwich.
Well, you know, Katz doesn't make their own pastrami.
Oh, yeah?
There's like three companies. Somebody sent me this a while ago. There's like three or four companies in the whole country that make all the high-end pastrami that you buy in all these delis.
Yeah.
And it's just because you can't... Because that pastrami is delicious, but you just can't make pastrami cheap enough to beat these guys' prices out. Like, somebody will just open up a place next to you, have really good pastrami, and, you know, you just can't. It's just not feasible.
Well, that just blew my goddamn mind.
Yeah. I know things.
You
sometimes.
Sure do, buddy. Oh, my God. I can't believe I made it to the show. I'm kind of falling apart, but I'm also kind of keeping it together.
No, you're looking good, man. It's the first day of your vacation.
Thanks, bro.
You're going to have a great week.
Thanks, bro.
You're not going to go anywhere, but it's going to be fine. You're just going to get drunk every single day. To the point of blacking out, we almost die.
That's just dark.
Yeah, whatever, bro. You got to live it up. It's spring break for you, right? Basically, you're on spring break. Just show your tits. Get some free beers. I'll throw some beads at you if you want.
Woo! Look at it. Touch it. Woo!
You want to see some fucking weird Korean plastic surgery pictures?
Dude, we're fucking done.
Yeah, but take a look at these.
I'll look at those, though.
It's not a long story, but apparently plastic surgery in Korea has just gotten ridiculously good.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is a before and after. It looks like different people. Look.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's it. This is I saw this on Metro UK.
Uh huh.
It's crazy. Like there, because I guess the plastic surgery in South Korea is like it's rivaling like South American proportions at this point.
The second picture there you're showing me, that girl is a different person.
Yeah, this looks like an average looking girl, and this looks like a model.
Yeah. Damn.
It's insane. Even look at this.
Yeah. Holy shit.
This girl looks like a chubby Asian girl, and this girl looks like an anime character.
So hot. Why can't American surgeons be pulling this off? Maybe Asian faces are just better for crazy surgery. Is that racist? Do I come off racist saying that?
No.
I think it might be. I think it might be a racist.
I mean, it seems like maybe they are. I mean, maybe there's just something they can... I don't know. It's crazy.
I'm weirded out right now.
Yeah. There's also... I feel like you could do a whole podcast on just creepy Asian shit.
Obviously. I'm sure there is a podcast out
there. I'm saying like a
there.
Weekly one. Like yeah. Probably a daily one. Like somebody sent me this. These are just more creepy pictures of some dude who photoshopped himself into his... This is his girlfriend as a child.
Yeah.
And he photoshopped himself into his girlfriend's
pictures
as a child.
Oh my God, that guy's the man.
So it looks like he's a stalker time traveler.
That's awesome.
For decades.
That guy's great.
It's really... I don't know.
I love this guy.
So
that's hysterical.
So creepy.
It's so funny. It's a great idea. Just to be really weird. I wish I would have thought of that.
You should do that for your girlfriend for Valentine's Day.
Look, we were always meant to be together.
Yeah.
Am I in a movie theater with her while I'm doing this?
I hope not.
Check this out. Oh, God. All right. I got to fucking...
You need to go puke?
I got to eject myself out of this thing.
Ejaculate?
I'm going to
ejaculate.
Vomit. I'm definitely going to vomit.
No, you're not. You just had some seltzer.
Didn't help.
Didn't help at all.
I thought it would help. It would fucking make me feel better. All right.
You know what you need? A Cel-Ray.
What's a Cel-Ray?
That's that celery seed soda that Dr. Brown's make. That'll make you feel... Why do they make that? Who drinks that shit?
Creeps. That guy, you know that guy who photoshopped himself into his girlfriend's old pictures? That guy drinks
He's the only one?
Yeah, that weirdo. All right, you've been listening to High Society Radio. The Facebook page is facebook.com/High Society Radio. The Twitter account is @HSRadioShow. The Reddit subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley. This has been High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network.
Yep. Chris from Brooklyn.
We out.
Say goodbye.